చైతన్యచరితామృతం ఆదిలీల చాప్టర్ 14 చతుర్దశ పరిచ్ఛేదం శ్రీక్షణి జాగి నిమాయి పరోయి క్రందహన সচিতারে পিয়াইল স্তন অঙ্কে সচিতারে স্তন পিয়াইতে পুত্রের চরণ দেখিল স্তন পিয়াইতে পুত্রের দেখি মিত্রে বোলাইল সেই চিহ্ন পাই দেখি মিত্রে বোলাইল দেখি আমি সে রইল আনন্দিত মতি দেখি আমি বোলাইল নীলাম লর চক্রবর্তী লোকে বোলাইল নীলাম চিহ্ন দেখি চক্রবর্তী বলেন চিহ্ন দেখি লগ্ন গণি পূর্বে আমি রাখিয়াছি লিখিয়া লগ্ন গণি পূর্বে আমি বত্রিশ লক্ষণ মহা পুরুষ ভূষণ বত্রিশ দেখি সে সব লক্ষণ দেখি পঞ্চ পঞ্চদীর্ঘ পঞ্চ সূক্ষ্ম সপ্তরক্ত ষড়ুন্নত ত্রিহ্রস্ব পৃথু গম্ভীর দ্বাত্রিশ লক্ষণ মহান নারায়ণের চিহ্ন যুক্ত শ্রীহস্ত চরণ নারায়ণ এই শিশু সর্বলোকে পরিবিতারণ এই তো করিবে বৈষ্ণব ধর্মের প্রচার ইহা হইতে হবে দুই কুড়ের নিস্তার ইহা হইতে হবে দুই মহোৎসব কর সব বোলাও ব্রাহ্মণ ভালো हरिव नाम करण आदि दिन সর্বলোকের করিবে নারায়ণ পোষণ সর্বলোকের করিবে বিশ্বম্ভর নাম এই তো কারণ বিশ্বম্ভর জগন্নাথ মিশ্র টকিং দি চাইল্ড নিমাই ওক আপ এন্ড বিগান টু ক্রাই এন্ড মাদার সচি টুক হিম অন হার ল্যাপ অ্যালাউড হিম টু সক হার ব্রেস্ট স্তন পিয়াইতে পুত্রের চরণ দেখিল সেই চিহ্ন পায় দেখি মিশ্রে বলাইল While Mother Sachi was feeding the child from her breast, she saw on his lotus feet all the marks that were visible on the floor of the room, and she called for Jagannath Mishra. Dekhya Mishrer hoilo anandita mati, gupte bolailo Nilambara Chakravarti. When Jagannath Mishra saw the wonderful marks on the soul of his son, he became very much joyful. প্রাইভেটলি কল নীলাম্বর চক্রবর্তী চিহ্ন দেখি চক্রবর্তী বলেন হাসিয়া লগ্ন গণি পূর্বে আমি রাখিয়াছি লিখিয়া ওয়েন নীলাম্বর চক্রবর্তী স দোজ মার্কস স্মাইলিংলি সেড ফর্মারলি আই অ্যাসার্টেন্ড অল দিস বাই অ্যাস্ট্রোলজিক্যাল ক্যালকুলেশন অ্যান্ড নোটেড ইট ইন রাইটিং 32 লক্ষণ মহাপুরুষ ভূষণ এই শিশু অঙ্গে দেখি সেসব লক্ষণ দ্যার আর 32 বডিলি মার্কস দ্যাট সিম্পটোমাইজ great personality, and I see all those marks on the body of this child. Pancha dirgha, pancha sukhma, sapta rakta, sarunnataha, trihraswa prusu gambhiro, dvantrinsa lakshyano mahan. There are 32 bodily symptoms of a great person. 5 of his bodily parts are large, 5 fine, 7 reddish, 6 raised, 3 small, 3 broad, and 3 grave. The 5 large parts are the nose, arms, chin, eyes and knees. 5 fine parts are the skin, fingertips, teeth, hair on the body and hair on the head. The 7 reddish parts are the eyes, soles, palms, palate, nails and upper and lower lips. The 6 raised parts are the chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist and mouth. The 3 small parts are the neck, thigh and malar gun. The 3 broad parts are the waist, forehead and chest. The 3 grave parts are the navel, voice and existence. Altogether, these are the 32 symptoms of a great personality. This is a quotation from Samudrika. Narayanar chinna jukto sriyasta sarana এই শিশু সর্বলোকে করিবে তারণ দিস বেবি হ্যাজ অল দি সিমটমস অফ লর্ড নারায়ণ অন হিজ পামস অ্যান্ড সোলস হি উইল বি এবল টু ডেলিভার অল দি 3 ওয়ার্ল্ডস এই তো করিবে বৈষ্ণব ধর্মের প্রসার ইয়া হইতে হবে 2 কুলের নিস্তার দিস চাইল্ড উইল প্রিচ দি বৈষ্ণব কল্ট অ্যান্ড ডেলিভার বোথ হিজ ম্যাটারনাল অ্যান্ড প্যাটারনাল ফ্যামিলিস Without Narayana himself or his bona fide representative, one cannot preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. Mahoshchava karo, sab bolao brahmano, ajidino bhalo, karibo nama karano. I propose to perform a name-giving ceremony. We should observe a festival and call for the brahmanas because today is very auspicious. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, it is the very principle to observe a festival in connection with Narayana and Brahmanas. Giving a child a particular name is among the purificatory processes which are known as Dasavidya Sanskara. And on the day of such a ceremony, one should observe festival by worshipping Narayana and distributing prasad chiefly among the brahmanas. When Nilambar Chakravarti, Sati Mata and Jagannath Mishra, recognizing the marks on the Lord's lotus feet, understood that child Nimai was not an ordinary child, but an incarnation of Narayana, they decided that on that very same day, which was very auspicious, they should observe a festival for his name-giving ceremony. In this connection, we can particularly see how an incarnation of the Supreme Personality God is ascertained by his bodily symptoms, his activities, and the prediction of the Shastras. By factual evidence, a person can be accepted as an incarnation of God, not whimsically, or by votes of rascals and fools. There have been many imitation incarnations in Bengal since the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but any impartial devotee or learned man can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepted as an incarnation of Krishna not on the basis of popular votes, but by evidence from the Shastras and bona fide scholars. It was not ordinary men who accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the beginning, his identity was ascertained by learned scholars like Nilambara Chakravarti, and later his activities were confirmed by six Goswamis, especially Lajiva Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami and many other learned scholars, with evidence from the Shastra. An incarnation of God is such from the very beginning of his life. It is not that by performing meditation one can become an incarnation of God all of a sudden. Such false incarnations are meant for fools and rascals, not sin men. Sarvalokir karive yahan yahan dharan poshana visvambhara naam yahar eita karan. In the future this child will protect and maintain all the world. For this reason he is to be called Visvambhara. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Bhagavata also confirms that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his birth has made the whole world peaceful. As in the past Narayana protected this earth in his incarnation as Varaha, because of his protecting and maintaining this world in the present Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Visvambhara, which refers to one who feeds the entire world. The movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was present 500 years ago is again being propagated all over the world. Actually, we are seeing its practical results. People are being saved, protected and maintained by this Hare Krishna movement. Thousands of followers, especially Western youths, are taking part in this Hare Krishna movement, and how safe and happy they feel can be understood from the expressions of gratitude in their hundreds and thousands of letters. The name Visvambhara is also mentioned in Atharva Veda Sanghita. Visvambhara Visvenama Bharasa Pahi Swaha.
Jiva Nistarite Che
Kaviraj Goswami has quoted this Shastric evidences in Chaitanya Tathamata, that Govinda personally appears as Chaitanya Goswami. No other Lord is as merciful in delivering the fallen souls. The author of Chaitanya Tathamata most emphatically stresses that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is not an expansion or prakasa or virasa form of Krishna. He is the Swayam Rupa Govinda. Apart from relevant scriptural evidences forwarded by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, there are innumerable statements regarding Lord Chaitanya's being the Supreme Lord himself. Chaitanya Upanishad says, Gaura Sarvatma Mahapurusa Mahatma Mahajogi Tri Gunatita Sattva Rupa Bhaktim Lokikasyate. Lord Gaura, who is the all-pervading super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and a powerful mystic who is above three modes of material nature and is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. Sveta Svedara Upanishad says, Pangiswaranam Paramam Maheswaram Tam Devatanam Paramam Sadaivatam Patim Patinam Paramam Prastar Vidam Devam Bhuvanesa Idyam. O Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Maheswara, worshipable deity of all the demigods and supreme lord of all lords. You are the controller of all controllers, the personality of Godhead, the lord of everything, worshipable. Mahan Sadasatra Upanishad again says, Mahan Prabhura Vaipurusaha Satya Seisa Prabhattaka Sunirmalang Imam Prapti Isana Jyoti Rabbeha. The supreme personal Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in the touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahman Jyoti. Mundaka Upanishad says, Jadapasya Pasyate Rikuvarnam Kartarum Isam Purusam Brahman Jyoti. One who sees golden colored personality of Godhead, the supreme lord, the supreme actor, who is the source of the supreme Brahman, is liberated. Srimad Bhagavatam says, 11th canto, Adhyayam sada parivavagnam abhishtam doham tirthaspadam siva viranchinutam saranyam vritartiyam pranatapada bhavabdipotam bande mahapurusvati charanaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Him, the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He destroys, enslaughts, insults to His devotees, He removes the distress of His devotees, satisfies their desires. He, the abode of all holy places, shelter of all sages, worshipable by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, He is the boat of the demigods for crossing the ocean of the birth and death. When the denizens of heaven adore, He went into the forest to deliver the fallen souls who are put into illusion by material energy. 7th canto Bhagavatam, Prahlada's words, Itham Nrutir Jagarusi Deva Sasavatare Lokan Vivavaisyansi Jagat Pratibha Dharma Mahapurusumpasi Juvanabhuttam Channa Kalau Jada Bhavas Trijuvata Sattam. My Lord, You kill all the enemies of the world in Your multifarious incarnations, in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus You illuminate the world with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusa, You sometimes appear in a covered incarnation, disguised incarnation. Therefore You are known as Trijuga, one who appears only in three jugas. Krishna Jamala, in Krishna Jamala it is said, Punya Khetre Navadipe Bhavishyami Sachisuta. I shall appear in the holy land of Navadipa as the son of Sachi Devi. Bhai Puran says, Kalau Sankirtana Rambe Bhavishyami Sachisuta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtana movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as son of Sachi Devi. Brahma Jamala says, Athava Undara Dhame Bhutva Madhakta Rupa Dhruk Maya Yangcha Bhavishyami Kalau Sankirtana Agame. Sometimes I personally appear on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee, superficially. Specifically, I appear, the son of Sachi in Kali Yuga, to start Sankirtana movement. Ananta Sangita says, Jaiva Bhagavan Krishna Radhika Pranavallava Sustyadu Sojagannath Gaurasi Maheshwari. The Supreme Person, Sri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Sri Radharani and is the Lord of the universe, in creation, maintenance and annihilation appear as Gaura, O Maheshwari. So many sastric inferences are there, how Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that by boats, by rascals, fools, one becomes Lord incarnation. There are bodily symptoms and also sastric evidences and his activities. From this, one is to be ascertained that he is an incarnation of the Lord, not of means. My revered spiritual master says, those who pose without no sastric evidences, only by the votes of such fools and rascals as incarnation of Lord Bhagavan, he's rascal. Those who accept him as such, they are also rascals. And he should be beaten by shoes. Say, beat them with shoes. Prabhupada emphatically says, beat them, Vasus. Then,
Bhikshus,
beat them with boots, yes. Now he is becoming Bhagavan, will lead him, like, no more Bhagavan. All right, I'll speak it in English. I spoke something and spoke something more. Yeah. Nilambara Chakravarti says, Eita karibe Vaishnava dharmer prachar ya hoite habe dui kuler nistar. This baby has all symptoms of Lord Narayana on his palms and soles. He'll be able to deliver all three worlds. And this child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his maternal and paternal families. Without Narayana himself or his bona fide representative, one cannot preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When a Vaishnava is born in the family, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. So that family becomes, let's say, very, very glorified. The family in which a Vaishnava is born, the family becomes glorified. It's said, Kulam pavitram janani krutartha vasundharasa vasati sadhanya sugyesthitastatra pitaropi dhanya jasyasuto vaishnava nama loka jasyasti vaishnava putra putrini sthavidhiyate vaishnava sadaputra janani sukari sama. Whose son? Has earned this fame as a Vaishnava. The mother is glorified. Really, she is mother. Yes. She has given birth to such a son who is a Vaishnava. Yes, she is really mother. Otherwise, never gives birth to a Vaishnava son. Not mother. Jasyasti Vaishnava putra putrini sa vidhiyate, he said. One, the mother who has given birth, a Vaishnava son is really mother. A Vaishnava sadaputra janani sukari sama. She may have given birth to 100 sons, but all are Vaishnavas. Yes, like a seahawk. Seahawk. It's not mother, seahawk. Produces hundreds of children, all its toll. All its toll. Why such mother? Mother means must produce a Vaishnava son. That's a glorified mother. It's a really mother. Janani, putrini. Real mother. Yes. That is what. Kulam pavitram janani kutartha vasundara sa vasatishta dhanya sugya sthitastatra pitaropi dhanya jasyasuta Vaishnava nama loke. The son is noted, famous as Vaishnava. So, that mother is glorified, his family becomes purified, where he stays, resides, that place of residence becomes purified, the demigods and the demigod planets in this heaven, they become glorified, forefathers, they understand, they become also glorified. If a Vaishnava is born in some family, understand, Jagadish, you become really Vaishnava, then you'll glorify, then your mother will be glorified, all family will be glorified, and you'll be able to deliver both maternal and paternal families simultaneously. A real Vaishnava. Yes, otherwise, no need of producing children. Dogs producing children. You produce children. like hawks and dogs. What the value? They are not Vaishnavas. Evam bevaya prajaya narati, it is said. Bevaya prajaya narati. The man will accept a wife, the woman will accept a husband in marriage ceremony. What purpose? Purpose is what? Bevaya prajaya narati, Bhagavata says. In order to produce Vaishnava putra, bhakta putra. Bhakta putra, that will glorify, will purify the whole family, will deliver both maternal and paternal families. That is the only purpose. It's not purpose of the marriage that man will accept a wife and wife will accept a husband for sexual pleasure. No. It's available in any other spaces. Do you understand? Any inferior space other than human spaces, dogs, hawks, yes, they enjoy sex. Even a worm in the stove also enjoys sex. Yes. So, becoming a human being, if you enjoy sex, then what difference between a worm in the stool and yourself? Kruminam kyadantaram. Is there any difference? Gokul Das, that purpose, if you want to marry, then no difference between a worm in the stool and yourself. Purpose is to only to produce Vaishnava son. Vaishnava son that will purify the whole family, deliver both maternal and paternal families. Yes. As father and mother will be glorified, yes. They will be glorified, yes. Who is the father? Who is the mother? Because of their Vaishnava son. That is the purpose, understand? Otherwise, no need of marriage, no need of producing children. Hawks and dogs, they produce children. What value? Understand, Gokul Das? Be careful. And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnation of Narayana, our Supreme Lord. There are many sastric evidences, many sastric evidences. One, who is Lord? Who is incarnation of Lord? The sastro evidence, sastric evidences should be there, otherwise nobody should be accepted. Prabhupada Maharaj says, here, in this connection we can particularly see how an incarnation of the Supreme Person God is ascertained by his bodily symptoms. First thing is bodily symptoms, there are 32 symptoms. It's described here, called 32 symptoms. 32 bodily symptoms, his activities and prediction of the Shastra. All these things. Thereby we ascertain that he is the incarnation of the Lord. Otherwise nobody should accept. In Veda, all Vedic scriptures, so many evidences are there. In Rig Veda it is said, Iha tva gopari kanasa mahe madantura dhase saro gauro jatha piva. Is Rig 845, Sukta 24, Rig said. Yatva gopariyanaha mahe madanturadase sara gauro jatha piva. No. That means, as the damsels of Brajabhumi were mad after Krishna prema, do you understand? Similarly, prema purushottama, Gaura Hari, becomes mad after Krishna prema. Such symptoms are manifested, and completely manifested, and the person of prema purushottama, Gaura Hari. In other words, Gaura Chandra, and is Krishna, she has accepted the sentiments of Radharani, chief of the gopis, and with that mood, he has started Premanam Sankirtana and saw on the last limit of bhakti, Chaitanya Bhakti Naipunya. The Rigveda says, you are? Again Rigveda says, Agni Purbe Bhrataro Arthametam Rathi Badhvana Manvamaribho Tasmadviya Varunandramayam Gauro Na Khipnur Bije Jaya. Is Rigveda 10:51, Sutta 6, Ruk says. Gaurachandra was never deluded by the illusory energy. You understand? Even he left his wedded wife. Never deluded at all, never expressed any lamentation. You understand? And took up sannyas. That Prema Purushottama Gauranga, without taking shelter at the lotus feet of Prema Purushottama Gauranga, nobody can get Krishna Prema. Shrita Shritara Upanishad says, yeah, this verse. Mahan Prabhu Bhai Purushaha Saptasi Sapravartakaha Sundar Malami Mang Santi Misano Jyotirabhyaha Yuvah.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu. He disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti.
Yes. Again, Mundaka Upanishad says, Jada pasya pasya dirukva varnam kartarami sampurusam brahma joni tada vidvana punya pape vidhuya niranjana paramam samyam upaiti. Jada pasya pasya dirukva varnam.
One who sees that golden covered personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the source of the Supreme Brahman, is
Yes, he is liberated. Purport is there that Rukma Varna, Purusha's bodily, who is that of molten gold, do you understand, is Gaurahari. If someone, personate Jiva, gets his mercy, he will get Prema Bhakti. Bhagavatam, famous verse, Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parsadam Jagyini Sankirtana Prayarijadanti Smedasa. Yes.
In the age of Kali, Krishna appears in a golden form as Sri Gauranga, chanting the two syllables, Krishna.
Yes.
He descends along with his weapon, the holy name of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam Kirtana and Mahaprasad. His limbs, his expansions and avatars such as Nityananda, Advaita, and his divine energy, Shakti, such as Vedanta, Sri Ramana, Ramana, and Rama. And eternal confidential associates like Sri Vastakur, Holidas Thakur, and other devotees. Those who are advanced in transcendental intelligence worship him by performing sankirtan.
Yes. Also, 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, when Gargacharya Gargamuni was performing this name-giving ceremony of Bhagavan Krishna. Isn't it? Yes, name-giving ceremony of Bhagavan Krishna. He said, you follow? What he said? Yes. Asan varnastrayurasya grunnato anujugantanu shukla raksta tathapita idanam krishna tangata. Isn't it? Read it.
In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors. According to the age, these colors were white, red, and yellow. In this age, Dwarpar Yuga, he has accepted a blackish body.
So, Bhargamuni says, in Dwapara, his body is Jugabdhar. The bodily hue of Jugabdhar is blackish, and Satya, the bodily hue of Jugabdhar is Shukla, white, and Treta, bodily hue of Jugabdhar is reddish, Raktavarna, Kali Yuga is yellow, Pijavarna, he said. Seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj says, 7938. Itham nrutirjagarusi deva sasavatare lokan vivavayasyansi jagat pratipan dharmam maha purusvapasi juganuruttam sanna kalau jadavavastri juvadha sattam. Great.
In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Tri-Yuga,
yes,
or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Then this is Vishnu Sahasranam, Mahabharata, Dhanpar, Dharma, Suvarna Vanna Himango, Varanga Chandanangadi, Sanyasa Krishna Santo Nistha, Santi Parayana. You have? Yes, read.
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appears as Sri Gauranga in his early pastimes, his complexion is gold, Suvarna Vanna. His limbs are the color of molten white gold. His body is extremely beautiful, Gauranga, and he is decorated with sandalwood pulp,
Chandanandani.
These are the symptoms of Sriya.
These are symptoms of Vyasta Lila. Yes. Then Sannyas Lila.
Another meaning of the description of the Lord is having a golden hue that looks like his personality is fascinating as gold. It is fascinating and gold is attractive. Sri Chaitanya accepts the sannyasa order of life, sannyasa, and shows equanimity, sama, in different ways. By describing the mysteries of devotion to Sri Krishna and by satisfying everyone by knowledge and attachment to Krishna, he is peaceful because he renounces all topics not related to the serving of Krishna. His mind is always fixed on Krishna and thus he is fixed, Krishna, who is performing the great sacrifice of the holy name of Krishna. He silences the non-devotees and impersonalists who oppose to the service of the Lord by promoting the cause of devotion. Thus he distributes real peace. He is therefore a devotee of the highest spiritual principle of devotion.
Santi Parayana. These are sannyas lila, sannyas. Upapuran says, Aham eva kuchit brahman sannyasa sramasrita hari bhakti grahayami kalau papahatan naran.
The Supreme Lord said to Sri Vyasadeva, O learned Brahmanas, sometimes I accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age of Kali to accept devotional service to the Lord.
Yes. Adi Purana says, Aham eva dijasrishtha nityam prasanna vigraha bhagavad bhakta rupena lokan rakhyami sarvada.
O best of the Brahmanas,
yes,
my disguised form is eternal. In this way, with my own form hidden from ordinary sight, I take the form of a devotee and appear among the people in general in order to establish and protect religious principles.
And? Prasanna vigraha, bhakta rupena lokam, yes. That is Adi Purana says. So many sastric evidences. Prophecy was also there. Ananta Sanghita says, as Gaurahari says, the cause of all causes, Jadi Deva Bhagavan Sarvakaranam Karanam Eko vaditya sastasmehi gauratvise namaha jolilaya sudapurvam golakam rasamandalam jolilaya didhavustasmehi gauratvise namaha jolilaya parabhyama janantamasmujadavibhu mula sankarsana devastasmehi gauratvise namaha jalansaha syat mahavishnu karnadipati virvibhu jadangabha param brahma tasmin gauratvise namaha jam vedadi vedvadina sarve param brahma vadanti vai pradhanam purusam channi tasmin gauratvise namaha jamahu paramatma namantarjyami namishwaram jamahu purusam sreshtam tasmin gauratvise namaha satye narayanam devatredayam jagya rupinam जं कृष्ण द्वापरि प्रावस्तस्मिन् गौरत्वेशनः कलौजो नित्यरूपेण प्रादुर्भूय धरातले प्रदास्यति निजां भक्तिं तस्मिन् गौरत्वेशनः अनंत संहिता या या हाँ दैट वी ऑलरेडी कोटेड ज्ञानदास The Gaurahari is the causable causes, that is the Bhagavan. His Paratattva is Supreme Truth. He is Rasiswara who dances in Ras, and who assumes two forms, Radha and Krishna, in Golak, Ras Manda. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. That Lord who has created Parabhyama, spiritual sky, who is Ananta Deva, understand? Who is original Sankarsana, who is the source of all Vishnu Tattvas, Adinath, is Gauranga. I pay my question that Gauranga. Who is Mahavishnu, who is the source of all Three Purusha Avataras, whose bodily effulgence is Brahma, to whom demigods offer prayer as Param Brahma, who is Paramatma in the heart of all living entities, Sarvantarjami. He is now Gauranga. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. In Satyajuga, who is Narayana, in Treta Yuga, who is Jagya, in Dwapara, who is Krishna, that Supreme Truth, Tattva, Gauranga, has appeared in Kali Yuga. So I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. Most means in incarnation, Gauranga. I pay my obeisance to that Gauranga. Then it is said in Mundaka Upanishad there is a Hiranmaya Dham, Brahmadham, who is like a effulgent as the rays of the golden hue, that is Mayapura Jagapitha, that's that Brahmadham. It is on the bank of Ganges, is Navadip, and Lord is a prediction will appear there. Who is Govinda? Krishna. He is Gaurav. You understand? is Gaurava. And all learned scholars say that this Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you have heard so much from me about that Krishna who is the Lord of the whole universe, Jagadishwar Krishna. So that Krishna is Gaurava. You understand? That Krishna is Gaurava. Anyavatara bhava sarva sadharana dhvata kalu krishna avatara niguda sanyasi rupadruk. This Jaimini Bharata says, in Kali Yuga that Krishna will appear and take up sannyas. Nrisimha Purana also glorifies, speaks of the glory of Gaurava. Satya daitya kuladhi nasa samayi sphur janmattha kesari tretayang rasaskandharam paribhavan rama bhinama kruti gopalna paripalayan brajapure bharam harandvapare gauranga priya kirtana kali yuge Sri Chaitanya nama hari. So, in Satya Yuga, who appeared as Nrisimha Dev and killed that unconquerable demon, is glorified, his family becomes purified, where he stays, resides, that place of residence becomes purified, the demigods and the demigod planets in this heaven, they become glorified. Forefathers, you understand? They become also glorified. If a Vaishnava is born in some family, understand? Jagadish, you become really Vaishnava, then you'll glorify. Then your mother will glorify, all family will glorify, and you'll be able to deliver both maternal and paternal families simultaneously. A real Vaishnava. Yes. Otherwise, no need. No need of producing children. Dogs producing children. You produce children. Like hawks and dogs, that's bad. They are not Vaishnavas. Evam bevaya prajaya narati, it is said. Bevaya prajaya narati. The man will accept a wife, the woman will accept a husband in marriage ceremony. What purpose? Purpose is what? Bevaya prajaya narati, Bhagavata says. In order to produce Vaishnava Putra, Bhakta Putra. Bhakta Putra, that will glorify, will purify the whole family, will deliver both maternal and paternal families. That is only purpose, not purpose of marriage, that man will accept a wife and wife will accept a husband for sexual pleasure. No. It's available in any other spaces, do you understand? Any inferior space other than human spaces, dogs, hawks, yes, they enjoy sex. Even a worm in the stove also enjoys sex. Yes. So, becoming a human being, if you enjoy sex, then what difference between a worm in the stool and yourself? Kruminam kyodantaram. Is there any difference? Gokul das. That purpose, if you want to marry, then no difference between a worm in the stool and yourself. Purpose is only to produce Vaishnava son. Vaishnava son. That will purify the whole family, deliver both maternal and paternal families. Yes. As father and mother will be glorified, yes. They will be glorified, yes. Who is the father? Who is the mother? Because of their Vaishnava son. That is the purpose. Understand? Otherwise, no need of marriage, no need of producing children. Hogs and dogs, they produce children. What value? Huh? Understand, Gokuldas? Be careful. And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnation of Narayana, our Supreme Lord. There are many sastric evidences, many sastric evidences. One, who is Lord? Who is incarnation of Lord? The sastro evidence, sastric evidences should be there, otherwise nobody should be accepted. Prabhupada Maharaj says, here, in this connection we can particularly see how an incarnation of the Supreme Personal Godhead is ascertained by his bodily symptoms. First thing is bodily symptoms, there are 32 symptoms. It is described here. 32 symptoms. 32 bodily symptoms is activity and prediction of the Shastra. All these things should be. Thereby we ascertain that he is the incarnation of the Lord. Otherwise nobody should accept. In Veda, all Vedic scriptures, so many evidences are there. In Rukveda it is said, Yahatva Gopari Kanasa Mahe Madanturadhase Saro Gauro Jatha Piva. Is Ruk 845, Sutta 24 Ruk said. Yahatva Gopari Kanasa Mahe Madanturadhase Saro Gauro Jatha Piva. No. That means, as the dancers of Brajabhumi were mad after Krishna Prema, you understand? Similarly, Prema Purushottama, Gaura Hari, becomes mad after Krishna Prema. Such symptoms are manifested and completely manifested in the person of Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari. In other words, Gaura Chandra is Krishna. He has accepted the sentiments of Radharani, chief of the gopis, and with that mode, he has started Premanam Sankirtana and shown the last limit of bhakti, Chaitanya Bhakti Naipunya. Rukveda says, you are? Again Rukveda says, Agni Purbe Bhrataro Atthametam Rathiba Dhvana Manvabaribho Tasmad viya varuna duramayam gauro na hipnur vije jaya. Is Rukveda 10:51, Sutra 6, Ruk says. Gaura Chandra was never deluded by the illusory energy. You understand? Even he left his wedded wife. Never deluded at all, never expressed any lamentation, you understand, and took up sannyas. That Prema Purushottama Gauranga, without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Prema Purushottama Gauranga, nobody can get Krishna Prema. Siddhasiddhara Upanishad says,